that for 6699? Hello?
Oh, hello, Mum.
Hello, Dad.
I've just been watching a programme about ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But who's archaeology?
What? It's archaeology. Oh,
right. Is he Japanese?
No! It's them people who like to go digging things up in it, like Tony Robinson on Times Travels.
What, Blackadder?
Well, yeah, Baldrick, him. They go around with them diviners, don't they? Them machines that go dip, 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 and they dig up all sorts of things.
What, like dead dogs?
Oh, here we go. No, well, yeah, sometimes dead dogs, I suppose, but it's normally a building or something, isn't it? Like when they dug up Pompeii, where them people lived more than 100 years ago. You know, they was all frozen, like, because the ash had hit them and they were just there like that.
Oh, right. Yeah, they said they found a mummy, Mum. But what's she doing living under the ground?
No, Dad, they didn't live under the ground, did they? They used to wrap them up in bandages when they died and do a ceremony and all that and bung them in the earth with bits of berries and stuff and incense burning all around. They probably found an old graveyard with them druids in it or something. Would you remember when Joni found them old bones and pistol when she was digging around with her bucket and spade? Well, it's amazing what you can find if you have a root about. Shillings, doubloons, pieces of eight.
Oh, right. Could you sell them on eBay, Mum?
Oh, well, you would, wouldn't you? Anything to make a quick buck. No, because you've got no culture, have you? So that's what you'd do. No, they give them to the British Museum because it's part of our history, isn't it?
What, even the dead bodies?
Well, it depends how old they are, doesn't it? I mean, if they're new, you call the police, don't you? But if it's like a mummy, it could be an Egyptian VIP, couldn't it?
What, like Amr Sharif?
No, older than him, Dad. They used to soak all them bandages, didn't they? Bury them with their treasured possessions and then take all their insides out and put them in a jam jar.
Oh, I feel sick, Mum.
Well, they don't do it now, do they? They just shove them straight in an oven now.
Oh, no, I'm feeling queasy, Mum.
Now, if they was a king or queen of Egypt, they'd make the servants go in alive with them. Can you imagine?
Oh.
Yeah, you'd do that, wouldn't you? You'd make me and Joni go in there with you.
Well, we'd need a big casket, though, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, scrape the barrel, why don't you? You're saying I'm fat even when you're burying me alive?
No, Mum, but, you know, I want a couple of my best cats in there with you and Joni, and, well, she'd probably want a rubber ring, wouldn't she?
Oh, give me strength.
Well, we'd probably all fit in my roof box.
You think I'm going to be discovered with you in a bloody roof box in 1,000 years' time? No, I'd get in a wooden casket with Aidan Turner, though, wouldn't I? I'd take all his bandages off, slowly, one by one. And he'd have nothing on but his tricorn.
Well, I'd also want my IKEA 365 Plus crockery in there, so when they find me, they'll think I've been VIP.
Oh, yeah, they'll think they've dug up the King of Catford, won't they? Not a man with a rubber ring, two smelly cats and a picnic set. Now, they take one look at you, Dad, and know exactly who you were.
Yeah, well, they also found an ancient ship on the programme, Mum.
What, Sea Link Ferry?
No, it's a Greek one. It must have sunk when the dinosaurs come over here on it.
What are you talking about? That dinosaurs coming over here on a ship?
Well, how else did they roam the world then?
Well, how would a dinosaur get on a ship? They're huge!
Well, I mean, the ship had loads of oars, Mum. They must have rowed themselves over.
Give me. They had brains the size of a pea. How would they know how to row a boat? They wouldn't know where they were going, would they? They just row around in circles.
Well, they lasted a long time. They can't have been that stupid.
Yeah, well, you've lasted a long time and you're that stupid. They had big heads and big bodies, but tiny brains, just like you, and big heads, as well as big eggs. It's just a shame you're not extinct as well.
All right, Mum, I'm going to watch a programme now about the Romans.
Yeah, you do that, Dad. Don't fall off any aqueducts, will you?
Yeah. Bye, Mum.
Ta-ra, Dad.
Catford 6699 was written and performed by Annie Aldington and Charles Armstrong. It was produced by Joseph Degnan.